Good afternoon. The cool front that produced showers this morning continues to make slow progress to the east and through New England. The result will be plenty of clouds going on through the day today and the chance of a few more showers, but drier weather is not far behind. And gradually we'll see some breaks in the clouds, especially in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills as we get deeper into the afternoon and maybe even a little bit of sunshine by the end of the day. Temperatures, meanwhile, will level off and even begin to fall a bit later this afternoon from the lower 60s and back into the 50s. Skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight, not nearly as mild as last night, with lows dropping into the upper 30s to around 40. This will set us up for a dry day tomorrow with high pressure in control. We'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds with highs back into the lower and middle 50s. On Halloween, we'll start off with some sunshine, although clouds will gradually move in as a disturbance swings through the Great Lakes. It should stay dry through the day and even through the evening for trick-or-treat time. Temperatures will top out in the lower 50s in the middle of the afternoon and by evening slide back into the upper 40s. This will set the stage for a developing storm in the deep south and along the eastern seaboard. Right now, the latest computer guidance is suggesting that this storm system, while evolving to a powerful storm, will remain well enough off the eastern seaboard, so we'll see just a few scattered light rain or snow showers on Saturday morning and into the afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy, windy, and quite chilly for this time of year, with highs only in the middle to upper 40s on Saturday. Behind this system, drier with a little more sun on Sunday, but still quite windy and cold, with highs in the mid-40s as the storm tracks off into the Canadian Maritimes. Sunshine will make a comeback on Monday, and temperatures will rebound back into the lower 50s, and the next front with the chance of a few showers will arrive on Tuesday, with highs in the middle to upper 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a tropical wave interacting with an upper-level trough is producing disorganized showers and thunderstorms a couple of hundred miles northeast of the northern Leeward Islands. Upper-level winds are currently marginally conducive, and some slow development of this disturbance is possible during the next couple of days while it moves west-northwestward to northwestward at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Afterwards, conditions are forecast to become less favorable for tropical cyclone formation, but it'll be monitored regardless. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Big Spring, Texas, to a low of 13 at Big Piney, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the upper 60s. Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, in the lower 70s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees, the average low 36. The record high 77 set in 1946 and the record low 19 in 1969. Sunrise this morning at 7:25 a.m., sunset this evening 5:52 p.m., 10 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers, especially in Vermont today, with highs in the lower 60s staying in the 50s in the mountains. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-60s. Showers this evening, staying mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower to middle 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with showers, especially in the Catskills today, and highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy today with showers and highs in the lower 60s. Showers this evening, then staying mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy today with showers, some breaks of sunshine later, with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, cooler, lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy but dry on Friday for Halloween. in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cool. Scattered rain or perhaps some wet snow showers on Saturday, middle to upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold Sunday, mid 40s. Back to the lower 50s with sunshine Monday. And a mix of sun and clouds with a shower Tuesday and highs in the upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.